Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Packers will have a new kicker in 2024 edition. The Packers will have a new backup quarterback in 2024 edition. And the, is it too old of a reference to go, what you talking about, Willis? Or if we're going to reference Dallas, then we should be able to reference different strokes on our program edition. I'm Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. Mark Tauscher, the Packers Hall of Famer, is in his undisclosed location. And this is the point in the program where I would normally ask him how he's doing. But I don't care. Well, I don't. I do. I care. But I'm not going to ask him.
That's all right.
Because we have breaking news.
Oh, baby. Now this is some breaking news.
Multiple reports, meaning Anders Carlson's agent texted a lot of people. Anders Carlson has been released as the Packers shift from their 91-man roster toward 53 by the 3 p.m. deadline. Anders Carlson waived by the Green Bay Packers. Tausch, first of all, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm okay.
Better than Anders Carlson.
Better than Anders.
I criticized Goody for drafting him. I said at the time that I like kickers who've gone through the ups and downs, and I cannot lie. Like, I want a guy to get the ups and downs out with somebody else's team, and then I get him once he's kind of figured out how to kick. So I said that then, so now I am going to praise Goody, which I know you weren't expecting. Because the easy thing to do here, and quite frankly, the thing that I would have done here, is said, oh boy, I know he's been inconsistent, but I don't want to have happen with Anders Carlson what the Vikings had with Daniel Carlson. And I would have said, we're gonna push through this. We're going to stick with him. We're going to keep him. He's going to be our kicker this year. And we're going to get this figured out. And then eventually he'll become as good as his brother. And it won't be for someone else. It'll be for us. This takes guts. This takes conviction. And quite frankly, Tausch, it takes the willingness to say, I made a mistake by drafting guy last year. And so I am here to praise Brian Gutekunst for doing this, because I wouldn't have. I would not have had the fortitude, you prefer, I think, cojones, to do this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
So, No, I mean, I'm not with you in the fact that I don't draft a kicker. I'm with you on Goody having Stones and making a ton of good decisions and being able to, you know, I think everybody that gets in these positions takes a little bit from the people before them. I think Goody has taken a lot of things from Ted Thompson.
No doubt.
Luckily, I think a lot of it is drafting wide receivers and offensive linemen at a pretty high clip.
At least lately.
The other thing, and I think Ted may be not as good at Ron with getting rid of guys. Ted never would cut a draft pick. Like, I don't know how many draft picks were cut. Ron Wolf would say, and I know you always love the Joey Jameson of 2000, fifth-round pick, and he pretty much told you guys out on the field as the media, yeah, it's probably going to work. And he got rid of it.
Different choice of words, but yes.
Yeah, I blanked up something of that nature. So
indeed.
It takes, if you're going to be a leader and you're going to be a general manager in the NFL, nobody bats 1,000. Where you get in trouble is when you keep chasing and you keep hoping that something's going to work out. And I think in Anders' case, this wasn't like he is the worst kicker in the league. No, statistically, it wasn't great. No, don't get me wrong. But he had promise. Where I disagree, I agree with you wholeheartedly on your Goody sentiments. But I'm not going to sit here and say you shouldn't draft a kicker. I would not draft a kicker early because that just adds another layer of pressure to a young player. But you're going to tell me you wouldn't have drafted Mason Crosby? Is that what you're going to tell me?
So all right, first of all, they still had the option, and Mason would have been happy to return for another season had they not drafted
him. No, but I'm talking about drafting.
Right, no. I understand. My point was going to be they had had Dave Rayner as their kicker the previous year, right? They had let
Billy Cundiff,
Ryan Longwell walk, and they chose to draft a sixth-round kicker, same as Anders, and that one worked out. You're right. But I don't know, and I have not done the research, and quite frankly, I don't have time to do the research today, but that Cade York fella that was just traded from Cleveland to Washington, fourth-round pick, right? I mean, they used a fifth-round pick on a punter in Goody's first draft, right? And what I find fascinating is that a lot of times those guys struggle and get cut by the team. I would bet that there are fewer examples of Mason Crosby who gets drafted and is the kicker for the next decade plus than there are of examples of guys that are drafted. It doesn't work out at their first stop. Doesn't maybe work out at their second or third stop either, and then they kind of find themselves. I don't have evidence to back that up, but it would be my belief that they are more likely to flame out and then take some time to figure out mentally, mechanically, everything else, how to be an NFL kicker. Same with punters. So I'm not saying that there aren't Mason Crosbys out there. I'm saying if I'm betting, which I don't do, but if I was, I would bet that a draft pick is more likely to fail than to succeed with his first team.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I just don't agree. I mean, there's a reason you draft a guy. It's because the talent is there. I don't have one problem at all. Goody, that's why you have 13, 14 picks. Not every player is going to pan out. This just gets more high profile because the position is important and because it feels like you can just grab somebody from their house and then come out and make kicks because it's such a revolving door position and veterans can stay in there and, you know, whether it's a Mason Crosby or, you know, you can just name, you know, Greg Joseph, whoever you want to name can come in and get the job done.
Right.
But you still want to have a young player that you feel like can turn into Mason Crosby, Ryan Longwell, Justin Tucker. And I just find it interesting that the Packers have had great kicking for a vast majority of, you know, this 30-year run.
Yeah.
Great quarterback play, obviously. And the fact that this transition to quarterback with Jordan Love went better than the Mason Crosby transition, I find fascinating. Hmm. Because that has not been as smooth.
I would agree. Although, let's not forget that they were 2-5, and Jordan Love had thrown 10 interceptions in the first 9 games.
Hey, oh boy. Oh boy. Plenty of times in the Brett Favre era, we were 1-4, and we bounced back. So, I ain't worried about that.
I'm not sure.
I'm not.
Plenty of times. A couple times, maybe.
2 years in a row, and we made
it's
the playoffs.
True. It's true. It is true.
Believe that. I was there.
You were.
Believe that.
You were there.
So, yeah, I mean, by the way, I know,
Anders
Carlson, you're big on...
Anders Carlson struggled in college. Like, that was the conversation we had. We looked at his numbers. They were not good at Auburn. Plus, he was coming off of an ACL tear previously in his career. So, it's possible they just picked the wrong guy. And there were probably other kickers they could have picked, and it would have had
Do you think Goody, midway through last season, had a conversation with Bisaccia and said, I don't know if I'm going to keep listening to you? You know this has got Bisaccia's fingerprints all over
no
it,
doubt
right?
it does.
That they
no
drafted
doubt it
him.
Does.
So I don't know. I always wonder, you know, you want to get input from other people. I wonder how much of this was Goot, and he's got to take it. He owns it. It's his draft. But I do wonder if he was swayed by the savvy veteran special teams coach that seems to love you and his relationship with Daniel Carlson and how that shook out. That should have probably almost lent itself to your point to not draft the kicker.
So Daniel Landscaper getting after me a little bit here, although he calls Brian Gutekunst an idiot, not me, so I thank him for that, I guess. Brian, this is on the talk and text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, taking your reaction to this. We'll get to Malik Willis momentarily, because the Packers also have a new backup quarterback.
Why do I even make a show sheet?
Because it's a valuable guideline for the show, Jesse. You do a great job on it. Brian is an idiot for drafting a kicker. How can you possibly give him credit, Jason? Makes no sense. All right, Daniel, stay with me here. You do realize if we had just kept Mason, we probably would have been in the Super Bowl last year. All right, you have to listen to everything I said. I did say that I would have just kept Mason Crosby for another year. It wouldn't have cost him that much. He still wanted to kick. I would not have drafted Anders Carlson. I am only giving him credit for Ron Wolfing this, okay? And I criticize Goody a lot. Some people think I hate him. They're wrong about that. The bottom line is the easy thing to do here is to defend your draft pick and stand by your draft pick and say he's going to get it figured out. And
especially in a contest that was this close.
Right.
Like, nobody
I don't know
really
if they're keeping
away.
Greg Joseph either, though. Do you?
I don't. I'm tempted to say they're not, because I would think, although they would have probably released both, but you have to have, I wonder if there's somebody lurking.
Lurking.
You know, Justin Tucker for Musgrave, something like that.
Sounds like a great trade.
It just feels like...
For Ben Sims.
It feels like Bisaccia had his fingerprints all over this, had the relationship, and... Sometimes things work, sometimes they don't.
So,
but I'm not going to sit here
and
castigate. And by the way, the Mason Crosby, we all said last year, be nice to have that veteran kicker who can help your quarterback find ways to win some games. We forget.
They did.
I believe Anders made a kick to beat the New Orleans Saints last year, right?
Comeback? He made an extra point. And there was still it
he
wasn't
a lot of extra points.
It's true, he did.
Last year.
It was not a walk off, but it was an important kick against New Orleans.
Yes.
It gave them the point, and then the Packers still almost lost it because they gave up enough yardage for a 46-yard field goal that their field goal kicker missed.
Thanks, Joe.
They also Anders did make a field goal at the end of the Christmas Eve game. In Carolina, after the Panthers had come roaring back, pardon the pun, and tied it at 30. So he did make some clutch kicks, but they also had some games where they lost by single scores or maybe three or less, where you thought, hey, If you have Mason Crosby, you'd feel a lot more confident if it came down to a field goal. All right. Also,
yeah, that's easy to say now, but I don't know how Mason did when he played with the Giants. I don't remember.
I don't
if
know
he
if
was
I'm not
really
sure.
Good.
I'm not sure how much he got to kick with the Giants.
No, I know he missed one long kick because I remember watching it on Red Zone. So it's easy to second guess. And
he'd been out of football all year. I'm not here to make excuses
for Mason. I don't have a problem.
He's wearing number
21. With what Goody did, and now it's on him to figure this spot out. And that's he trusted. But the thing you said earlier this offseason. Because I just have been around the Packers organization and the mindset long enough, and especially with Ted, to know they have ideas on how they want things to shake out.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't always happen.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't always work. And I always am of the belief tie goes to the draft pick. That's how it always has worked.
Agreed.
And you said early this offseason, not in this case. I think they're really, really hoping it's not going to be if it's all things are equal, we're going to stick with Anders. This is a case where Anders needs to win this job.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I think that missed kick, the 33-yarder, I think just continued, as you put yesterday, it just continued to remind them that his consistency isn't where it needs to be. And that's why the G&G is either going to have Greg Joseph, which I still don't know if that's going to be the road they go, or they're going to find a new kicker for this hopeful championship run.
Mason Crosby in three games with the New York Football Giants last year, 5 of 7 on field goals in those three games, 6 of 7 on extra points. Now, again, been out of football all year. Yeah, but he'd been out of football all year, in fairness. Yeah.
I'm a Mason stan. I'm a Mason stan much more than a Goody
stan. Maybe he's coming back.
But all I'm telling you is... Just because Mason Crosby's been around and been a great kicker for a long time doesn't mean that the Green Bay Packers are going to the Super Bowl. Now, would I have felt better about Mason kicking a 47-yarder to tie the game last year? Yeah, I would have. And I bet Brian Gutekunst would have too.
And that, to me, is the story of Anders Carlson, is that, as we talked about yesterday, it's not that he missed the 32-yarder at the end in the fourth quarter on Saturday. It's that he was fine throughout the game, and it's almost like you feel like you're just waiting for him to miss that kick, because he misses a kick in almost every game. Extra point, field goal, whatever. When you miss a kick in 10 of their last 12 games last season, when you do that, you're just waiting for that shoe to drop. And maybe Matt LaFleur would put it as, I'm praying every time he goes out there, and then Tom Rinaldi will put it out there into the public. But the bottom line is that that's how they felt, and now they are moving on. They are also making a change at the quarterback position, the backup quarterback position. Now, I don't know what their intentions are. Can you get Malik Willis ready to be the backup that if a catastrophe hits in Sao Paulo, that you're then going to have him play in the game? We'll talk about that coming up, because they have now, as Brent in Indiana, we'll never forget you, Brent. Personally, I'm impressed with Goody's humility, releasing a kicker and picking a new QB after failing at both draft picks. Hashtag trust Tausch.
I like that. Trust OT. I like that. I don't know, but I'll take it.
Hashtag
all the blasphemy stand. I've been taking lately. All this blasphemy I've been taking, I'll take a Brent in Indiana.
What are we trusting him about?
I don't know. Apparently Brent in Indiana is not a retired Navy Goody. Fella.
No, it's because I trust Goody. That's why.
Okay. Well, we'll see what they end up doing. Again, they have also tried changing punters at the end of training camp. Corey Bohorquez did not work out. There were holder problems along with him. We will see if Greg Joseph...
It worked out now, Daniel Whelan.
Daniel Whelan, yes. So, how do you say hello to your guests and welcome? Well, you say goodbye to your kicker.
You got to say goodbye sometimes to let new guests come in. That's how you do it. But with Pella, you say it with a new entry door. From Pellet Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. And, of course, you say it with class. Pella's premium doors, they stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. And you say it with a great deal. Get zero interest for 5 years. 60 months, no money down, and equal payments. And breaking news, Jason, myself, and I don't know if Jesse, I'm assuming if there's food, will be down at the Pella headquarters on September 4th. We will be doing a remote down there. That has officially been announced, at least in our own inner little circle. Jesse, you coming? If Gina is going to provide cinnamon rolls, are you coming, or how is that going
to
work?
Jelly rolls.
To be determined if I'll be there.
Yeah, we'll get you the address again. It's I know where it is, but I have to get the address. But it's September 4th. All kinds of prizes. We want people coming in. There's going to be prizes and food.
Wear so socks, Jesse, with your sandals, too, please. Make sure you wear socks with your sandals, or you'll be roundly criticized if you change your shoes when you get there.
Maybe we'll see. Well, you wore them for two segments. Hurry up. It's this offer that I just explained before we got into all that ends 8/31/2024. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
You had sandals on for two segments. No, it's not true.
You did.
It's false.
Your big old crusty green toenails and yellow whatever. It was something.
No, the flip flops were green and yellow. That part you've got. Are you a dishonest person? Because I would think that Gina Della would want someone who's honest to be representing her brand.
Did you not have sandals on for at least? You had sandals. Your toes weren't green. But I'm trying to paint a picture of how gnarly and disgusting.
No, those are your feet.
You had open-faced
sandals. We have to get some Malik Willis. Okay, I want to talk about Malik Willis, not your dishonesty. And we will do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. With something in the air you can't deny.
So Anders Carlson is no longer the Green Bay Packers kicker. But Malik Willis is their new backup quarterback. Third-round pick out of Liberty just 2 years ago by the Tennessee Titans. Started three games.
Jason, before we break down the Willis, I kind of want to just put a bow on it. So is it your point that you're saying Goody or whomever the next GM is, don't draft any specialist? You'll find them more seasoned somewhere else. Is that your point?
I mean, I feel like Daniel Whelan is a great example, right? He just got this dude from Ireland.
Yeah.
Kicked at UC Davis.
Look,
Mason Crosby worked out great, but I feel to some degree that he's the exception that proves the rule. Goody's first draft, he drafted a punter and a long snapper.
Yeah, it didn't work.
And a seventh round pick. Forget about you. And Donald Driver are the poster children for why seventh round picks are valuable. So don't get me wrong. But Carrington Valentine, Anthony Johnson, Rashid Walker. Like, I guess my feeling is sixth round picks are the same way, right? Like Micah Hyde. Like, you can get good football players on the back half of day three, and I feel like you're more likely than not, if you're going to take a chance, I guess this is my argument, if you're going to take a chance on a guy that plays a position that's not a specialist.
Okay.
That's
position. I know you want to get to Malik Willis.
Well, we can get to it. We can get to him in a minute. We can continue this. I'm fine with that.
I'm
wrong?
Yeah. I get what you're saying, though. It's not like it's one of your dumbest takes that I've ever heard. First off,
wait a
appreciate
minute.
You
I am
giving
not,
a take.
I am not going to be insulted between
There's
making
not an,
up stories about
insult.
My feet. And
no,
now,
your feet were gnarly.
That's not
Listen,
one of,
coming
that's
from,
not one of your dumbest takes.
Coming Coming from somebody with much gnarlier feet.
Yeah, you didn't
your
say
feet
that.
Are gnarly. It's okay.
You didn't say that at the beginning of your statement.
But my feet
That's
are gnarly,
sure.
dude. I've been pushing for a foot bath Friday on this show for
Gnarls
since the
Barkley.
Orange. Since right. the origination.
Help
of it.
Me.
But
help me.
Your point.
Hey.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's just do the last five drafts. Okay?
Okay.
This is just kickers, not punters. We'll just do kickers for now, okay?
Okay.
In the 2024 draft, the Vikings took Will Reichard from Alabama in the sixth round. The Rams took Stanford's Joshua Cardy, and the Jaguars took Arkansas's Cam Little. Last year, the 49ers took Jake Moody in the third round. And I believe he had showed a little bit of inconsistency early, but I think they feel better about him now, if I'm remembering this correctly. And then the Patriots took Chad Ryland in the fourth round. He may not win the job this year. That's coming down to the wire. The Packers took Anders Carlson. So Ryland and Carlson could both be released. Carlson already has.
Carlson is released. Yeah.
Right. Last 2022, Cade York by the Browns in the fourth round. He's been cut. He's been with three different teams.
Traded.
He's been traded.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
2021, the only one that was drafted was Evan McPherson, who's like your guy Money Matt Davenport. He don't miss.
That's
he's really good, right?
Yeah, he's pretty
and
good.
Then in 2020, there were two kickers drafted. Justin Rohrwasser, also by the Patriots. He's long gone. And Tyler Bass by the Bills, who I think he is still their kicker.
He is, yeah.
And Sam Sloman by the Rams,
yeah,
who
but...
always say F those draft picks.
Okay, so I get your point, and I think it's a very interesting jumping off point to use a term for that you used to
I
use
do love
back
that.
In the day.
Yeah.
The you just said Evan McPherson.
Harrison Butker was drafted in the seventh round of
By
the
who?
2017 draft.
By whom?
Carolina.
Okay. Had it been the Chiefs, I could have said,
kitchen.
See? So if you drafted Harrison Butker, if the Chiefs drafted him in the fifth round, nobody they would say great draft pick.
I'd have a hard time
because
arguing.
Because he's been a great kicker for them.
Instead, he proves my point.
Well, it's. I think we just look at kicking as being so fluid because you can find somebody else that can go make kicks, but you want just like, and I'm not going to compare this to being the same thing as quarterback because it's night and day difference,
but I'm kind of
you're
gonna.
Searching for that quarterback. You're willing to give five picks up to get the pick to hope that you get your guy. Kicking is important, and that's why I'm not going to jump in on your theory of even though statistics and analytics will tell you you're right because you just went through a list, and the best kicker on there is with the Chiefs now, and he was drafted by the Panthers. You go through a growing process, and I guess the reason your argument makes the most sense, even though I'm still not going to go along
like
with it.
You sound like you're agreeing with me.
Well, because you can't redshirt. You can't do the Tausch rule with a kicker. You can't sit him for 6 months and say, all right, after Thanksgiving, we want you kicking. You go through that process, and sometimes it takes some time to find yourself. And when you do, great.
What are you doing? You're arguing my point to me.
But
I don't
I'm
understand
telling you,
what your difference is.
I'm telling you right now, you have to swing and miss. You can't
okay.
just
That's
sit
what
there
you're
and
trying
hope.
To say.
So Evan McPherson is a swing and a home run for Cincy. Anders Carlson could have been. And you know what? Anders was a blooper down the right field line, and we ended up getting thrown out at first base. We didn't quite get there. But at least we took a shot.
Thrown out at first base from the outfield?
He got to second base at least he made the turn from first.
He didn't have a – how, Jesse? He didn't have a great rookie season. Now he's cut.
Well, they made the playoffs.
How
they
is that?
Still in
you
the
want to give him a double?
Round. He had
what most? Is this? What is this? Championship medals for
not
everybody?
Like he missed every
New
kick.
All right, here's the deal. He got to first, but he got thrown out when he rounded too far.
Sure.
Okay, I'll give him a base hit,
yeah.
But he got gunned out at first because he went too far. or he got picked off.
I love this show. So
the whole point of this, Jason, what I'm trying to give you props because it's an interesting topic and an interesting take, but I'm still saying I don't want my general manager to say, oh, this didn't work, I'm never doing this again, because you could strike gold.
You could.
You might.
Sure.
And
sure.
If you don't, yes, it's a seventh-round pick that could be Rasheed Walker. Yeah, but you know what? How many seventh-round picks weren't Rasheed Walker? How many seventh-round picks don't even make the team, and you don't even get a year out of them? So don't just blindly say, never again. Never again from the rooftops.
It might end up working. Drafting another kicker.
I'm not going to join your club. I'm not joining your club.
And we are never, ever, ever going to draft the specialist. Look, I'm not the GM. As you know, Jordy Nelson would still be playing wide receiver.
No,
would have never traded Devontae. I would not have retired him. He would have retired himself. Devontae would still be wide receiver one. I get it.
Would A-Rod still be your quarterback?
That's a sore subject right now. I don't want to talk about it.
Would Mike McCarthy still be your coach?
Yes.
I'm not in the roof of my own in my jersey.
He would be. Well, I always got to stir stuff up, Tausch. I would just say that I don't think more often the fact that I think you make a good argument. Let me say this. That if you take a swing and you hit it, it's worth it. And Jake Moody in the third round, I don't love. I don't love at all.
Here's where I'll meet you. Nothing before the sixth round. Okay?
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
No specialists.
Okay.
Before the sixth. Sebastian Janikowski in the first round, what are you thinking? Especially when you had me sitting there at number 224, you could have grabbed instead. Same draft class. You could have had Tom Brady instead of C-Bass. Sebastian Janikowski had a good career.
He did.
But I don't know if you stay with him as long if he's not.
Sure.
You know, he's a good, strong, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you can't sit there, and you're a softball coach. You have to take swings. You can't just sit and wait. Somebody's not going to just fall in your lap.
Yeah.
Eventually, you got to get it done.
Yeah. These are pitches that, in my opinion, are out of the strike zone. And I would rather take a swing.
Well, Vladimir Guerrero had a hell of a career hitting strikes out of the strike zone, or balls out of the
If you
zone.
Had Vladimir Guerrero on your Wildy and Tausch bingo card today, congratulations.
Best bad ball hitter in the game. Vlad. And he never wore batting gloves, which I loved.
He's not the one that peed on his hands, right? That was an Alou brother, right? The Alous were the ones who peed on their hands.
I think more baseball guys pee on their hands than you'd think. I think so. Okay. Cracking the hands and stuff.
So if Johnson & Sons Paving were to hold a paving draft, would you be a seventh-round pick just like you were by the G&G? Or do you think they would see a name and reach for a guy that everyone knows his name?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they'd take Vinny. I'll have to talk to the Johnson boys. Because Vinny Vetrano just did his big paving job over at the Mayfair Mall. I'll see who they'd pick, me or Vinny, and I bet you it'll be me. Summer's here, but before you know it, you'll be prepping for winter. Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure that you're ready by remembering the three R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes. And replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare your customers or tenants off with a bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons today to fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
We will get to Malik Willis at some point. 844-770-3776. He's not going anywhere. Anders Carlson is. He has been released, if you missed that story earlier in the show. But again, the Packers will have a new kicker. Will it be Greg Joseph? Will it be someone that is not on the team yet? What is their plan? We will discuss that possibility next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
The countdown to game day is on.
You're going to come out with that intensity, come out with that swagger, give you Badger fans something to cheer about.
The pass is intercepted, taken away by Wisconsin.
Nobody covers the Badgers like 100.5 ESPN.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh, I remember. Oh, I remember. Yeah. I still can't hear third eye blind without thinking about that night. We bought long seats, but we never made it in.
All right, we'll get to some of your text messages coming up. But, Tausch, you're responding to people on Twitter.
Yeah.
You usually tell me not to do.
No, I like it. Occasionally I enjoy it. It's fun.
Now Ned here is not to be confused with retired Navy fella, who's someone else.
Yeah, retired Navy fella, anti-old tea. Ned, I think Ned just doesn't like my. I think
I
Ned
think
likes
like
the
Goody.
Show.
He doesn't like Goody.
He is not a Goody fan.
And he doesn't
and I
like
think
that
he
you're
believes
defending
I'm a, he doesn't believe. He believes I'm too much of a Goody apologist. And my point to everybody that feels that way. And Jesse, I know you get irritated when I bring this up, but I remember. You just brought that song. Remember the nights of
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I remember a cold, snowy.
Oh my God! Here we go.
Sleepy game at Lambeau
Sleepy.
Field, where didn't that was where Jesse fell asleep? Was that that
no,
game?
No, that was a Dolphins 325 game.
Okay. I thought it was Washington.
Well, this one's all about Eddie Lacy.
This was no, this isn't Eddie Lacy. This is Mike McCarthy,
Mason
and
Crosby.
Mason Crosby, not Anders Carlson, misses a 50-yard field goal, and we lost for the first time in 70 years at home to the Arizona Blanken Cardinals. A team that had only one or two wins at that point.
Very frustrating.
Yeah. Gets fired an hour after the game. Doesn't even get to talk to his team. He has to beg to go back to talk to his team. And that roster was depleted, beaten into submission, and stinky. And Brian Gutekunst rebooted it, hired the right coach, and I know Mark Murphy was a big part of it, and brought in free agents and supplemented and now has transitioned from a four-time MVP quarterback to a guy he just paid $220 million to. So spare me, Ned, if you're going to get all after it because he drafted a kicker that didn't quite work out. Brian Gutekunst has done a fantastic job rebooting this program. And that's why we're one of the favorites in the NFC and why we could have won a Super Bowl last year. And we were knock, knock, knocking at the door with Aaron Rodgers as a four-time MVP. So, yeah. Did he make mistakes? Show me a GM that doesn't. Has Brian Gutekunst done an A job since he's been the general manager for the G&G? Pour me in, general manager. The answer is yes, he has.
I just want to make sure that I quote Ned properly. Is there a bigger Goody apologist in the U.S. than Tausch? Internationally, we don't know. But
might
in the
one
U.S.,
in Germany,
we feel pretty
yeah.
good. Jeez! The list of Goody misses keeps growing, and Tausch insists on going down with the ship.
So, somebody explained to me, all we talked about all camp, boy, this roster is just so young and talented. Uh-huh. Yes, there's a hole at kicker. And you, who is not a Goody apologist because he lied to you, and then you got irritated with him.
I don't appreciate this honesty.
He ends up having the, and I don't know who texted this earlier, the humility, instead of being
That's
a hard head,
yeah.
and said, yeah, I'm not saying Goody's the most humble cat. That I'm not saying. But it takes a certain amount of, I screwed this one up, to admit I didn't get it right. And this wasn't the guy can't make a kick, but he knows it's not good enough. And he knows it's a stain on him that he made this pick. So even in cases where he doesn't, he's not hanging on because he's got an ego the size of Ashwaubenon. He said it didn't work. Let's move on. I like that. So I'm sorry, Ned. He has crushed it. He has been a fantastic general manager. The only thing that's missing is a world championship. And by the way, we should have had one in 21, COVID year. What else can you do but get your team to an NFC championship and hosting is the most important number one seed in the history
of
football.
Wait a minute. All right. Well,
that's what happened.
Okay. If you can't say that about Goody, though, but then not say that about the coach or the general manager or the coach or the quarterback, right? Like, what can you do other than get your team into the NFC championship game? Well, you know, again, were there personnel moves that he could have made? And I'm not crushing him for this. I'm not. I'm very much not. But were there personnel moves that might have made a difference? I don't know. Like, you never know what move you make, what step you take will be a mistake. Kind of rhymed. Like, 2014, cutting Ryan Taylor at midseason, who would have been in the spot that instead is botched by, help me out with the tight
Brandon
end,
Bostic.
Brandon Bostic. Is in the wrong spot and tries to field the onside kick.
He's in the right spot, wrong decision.
Ryan Taylor, who had made that same mistake earlier in his career, would not have made that mistake in that situation.
He would not have.
So no, I'm just saying, you can't say he did everything because we don't know that. But I am Team Tausch on this. He has had a fantastic
Jason,
run.
Agreed. Jason, was the team in 2020 COVIDia, home game, Tampa, was Green Bay talented enough to win the World Championship that year?
Sure. Mm-hmm. But they didn't.
Okay. I just said that's what he's got left to accomplish, and I think he will. But I think you have to look at he has been his own guy. He's done it his way. He's taken things from all the guys that he's learned from. But he has made more really bold, good moves. Show me somebody that's done it better. Kansas City's got Pat Mahomes, and they've done a nice job. I'm not arguing that. They've won it, so they deserve the flowers. Brett Veach deserves flowers. Brian Gutekunst has been a fantastic general manager, period. Send, SOS, whatever they used to do back in the old telegram days. That's it. That's my message, and I believe it, and it's been played out. So while Ned can disagree, and that's fine, I love it. First off, Ned, I appreciate the engagement. Jason, I appreciate when you're pushing back, but the dude has done a fantastic job. He just has.
All right, first of all, SOS telegraph. I don't think you're sending it as a telegram. Secondly, so you're going back to the ship that you're going down with here? Is that what the parallel?
Yeah, I'm not going down with
period
it because the ship's not going down.
Period, send.
It's also not how they did telegrams, I don't think.
Stop, I think is what they would say.
It's more like voice texting than it does sending a telegram.
Telegrams, they used to say stop because they had to make sure it ended.
Yeah, but they didn't say send. They would, like, put it in the mail.
No, they put stop. Like, they
right.
actually wrote
hey,
it out.
Hey, you dropped the pour me in, Coach, a minute ago. Why don't you, as much as you want to hit period, send, why don't you give us a good old-fashioned pour me in, Coach, from Tito's Vodka?
Tito's Handmade Vodka on game day? Pour me in, Coach. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody for your warm-up. Salt the rim of a Tito Rita for halftime, and then take home the win with a Tito's and whatever your little heart desires. You're calling the game. You change up your roster. You wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Oh, it's Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
We'll take a few of your text messages on Anders Carlson, and then at some point during today's program, we will discuss Malik Willis, the Packers' new backup quarterback. That will occur. I don't know when, but it won't happen next. Next, your texts on the kicking situation. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
right, Jesse, let's put a bow on the Anders Carlson era. Some healthy debate and discussion, period.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. Any chance he's a P-Squad guy?
Well, considering that they have designated Alex... the Skipper Hale as their international player pathway program player, they clearly see him as a guy they want to try and develop. Now the next thing I'm fascinated on is Greg Joseph the guy, or is it somebody else? That, to me, is the biggest question now looming, especially after they acquired their new backup quarterback, Malik Willis, who we'll talk about in the 10 o'clock hour, before we're joined by Olympic silver medalist and Badgers legend Dana Retke as we get ready for the opener for Badgers volleyball.
Will Jesse give her as much grief about not winning the gold as he gave Matt Hamilton?
I thought this exact same thing. Because, boy, Jesse sure loves to get after old Hambone for being a fourth-place finisher. Right.
So,
yeah, he'll hide in a corner and won't talk.
No, and here's why. Matt Hamilton won a gold medal, was the defending champion when they went back and took fourth place. So we always call him the gold medalist, and then he took fourth place. So that was part of the charm in calling him the fourth-place finisher.
Or you're just a jerk. A
little bit, yeah.
Okay. Speaking of jerks, have we gotten any text messages that strike you as worth reading?
Dale in Reedsburg, I'm still upset that Green Bay let Jake Bates walk out the doors and sign with Detroit earlier this offseason.
Yeah.
I sure hope that doesn't come back to bite us in the NFC Championship game this year.
Against the Lions, maybe. So for those of you who don't know who Jake Bates is, Jake Bates was the all-UFL kicker who then went on a tryout tour, tried out with the Packers. The Packers did not immediately sign him. The Lions then had him in for a workout like the next day and did sign him, and now he's their kicker. And he hit a game winner in the preseason. He also missed the kick in one of the games I was watching, so he's not perfect, but it is interesting that the Packers had him in and then chose not to sign him immediately, and then a division rival did add him. All right, Jesse, one more.
Jim in Sheboygan, why are the Packers afraid to bring Cosby back?
I have not reached out to Mason, but I have not seen him posting videos of himself kicking field goals at a local Nashville high school. He was not the most social media addicted player. So the fact that he was doing that last year indicated to me that he still wanted to kick. Didn't he have like a brief stint with the Rams too before he was with the Giants,
yeah,
or vice versa, as Tausch says? I don't have any indication that Mason Crosby wants to keep kicking, Jim. If I'm wrong about that, Tausch can correct me. But from what I can gather, I don't know about any sort of paperwork filings or anything like that, but I don't get the sense that the Packers are afraid to bring him back. I don't get the sense that Mason Crosby is looking to kick in the National Football League in 2024. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour. You're so silent there.
Oh, you say never to interrupt you, so I've been really starting to get better at that.
About Crosby, Tausch?
No, I have nothing to say about Mason. Not at this time. No.
All right. Well, I got something to say. I got something to say about Behind the Bucks. The next edition of Behind the Bucks is here on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher. Behind the Bucks, Going for Gold, features Bucks stars sharing their experiences from competing on the world's biggest stage, the Olympics. From battling against their Bucks teammates to teaming up with fierce rivals, all for the glory of a gold medal or a silver medal or a fourth place finish, Behind the Bucks offers unique access and deep storytelling for Bucks fans unlike ever before. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. You can find Behind the Bucks on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts. The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.